Shalom and welcome to Chazak Ve'Amatz, Be Strong and Very Courageous. My name is David Oakes, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I'm founder of David Oakes Ministries and Israel Study Tours with David Oakes. Join me for the next 30 minutes as we study the Word of God together concerning Israel, the end times, and living successful lives in this day. My wife and I, as I've said in the past weeks, take tours of churches and pastors to Israel. We do seminars in churches. We do independent seminars in communities, interdenominational seminars. But one thing that we do is we sing in Hebrew, and we do concerts in Hebrew as part of our ministry. We do concerts in Israel from the north to the south to the east and the west. We sing in army bases. We sing political gatherings. We sing in schools. We go to kibbutzim. We just go to many places. And we have found that the singing of Hebrew in these concerts opens doors to us into the Jewish community. You know, the Bible says that they'll know us Christians, by our love. Well, we go and show the love of God to the Jewish people. We expose our Messiah Jesus to them through our love and concern and compassion for them. The last couple of weeks, we have been playing songs from my wife and I's first Hebrew CD. Second one's coming out really soon. Our first Hebrew CD, and it's entitled Chazak Ve'Amatz. And today I want to play you another selection, and the song is Mashiach. Now, Mashiach in Hebrew, if we transliterate it and bring it over into English, it is the word Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. In Greek, which most of us are more familiar with, the word is Christos. The Mashiach in Greek is Christos, and Christos is where we get the English word Christ, the anointed one. And so Mashiach, the words go, Anima Amin, I believe, Anima Amin Be Emunash Lima, I believe with perfect faith in the coming of the Messiah. And though he tarry, I know he'll come. He will come, Sheyavo, he will come, and I want to say that Messiah is coming. Just sit back and enjoy a little more Hebrew music. This is Pastor David Oakes from the Light Church Fellowship. Sheyavo, he will come, and Jesus is coming, and you better be ready, and he's coming really, really soon. Now, we have been speaking on for the past few weeks the everlasting covenant and God giving to the Jewish people the land of Israel. And this everlasting covenant, God said, was forever. Remember, we studied that God said in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, that he gave unto Israel its portion of land before he gave any other peoples, any other nations, their land. Israel holds a dear place in the heart of the Almighty God. And though they've been disobedient, it doesn't mean that God is finished with the Jewish people. They will fulfill the call that God has placed on their life. In the millennial reign of Christ, it says in Isaiah 2, it says, Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Mirushalayim. It tells us that the word of God shall proceed forth from Jerusalem. The law shall go forth from Zion. Now, let me tell you what. They will fulfill that call that God has put on them to proclaim the word of the living God from Jerusalem. In fact, Romans tells us that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and God has called them forth to do a work in this earth, and they will do it. Now, today we're going to look at a couple of other things. We're going in a different light, I should say it that way. We're going to look at the covenants that God gave, the land covenants. We're going to look at the everlasting covenant, and we're going to find out what occurred when Israel was disobedient. Now, something's taking place, and this time they've come back around and they're doing things in line with what God's will is. And because of that, God is bringing them back into the land of Israel, and it's a great sign that Jesus is coming back. Now, let's look first, if you would please, with me to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Now, many Christians know this scripture already, but some out there might not be walking a godly life. That's a shame, but you might be listening to me today. Jesus is coming soon. But not only is that a good reason to serve the Lord, the Bible says this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God loves you and God cares for you. You say, well, you know, I'm not convinced God loves me. Oh, God loves you. God loves you so much that he's blessed you. The Bible says he's blessed you with all blessings that pertain unto life and godliness. God bless you. I mean, God wants to give you just things that'll blow your mind. God wants to just bless you in your squirrely state of mind. He'll just bless you. All you have to do is believe him. I mean, just believe what he said is true, and you can walk in the realm of blessing that God has for you. Now, look here at Deuteronomy 28. Christians, I said, are pretty familiar with this passage of Scripture, but we're going to see specifically who God is speaking to. You know, there are scriptures that have different meanings. You can take one scripture and it'll mean one thing and it'll mean something else. I mean, the Bible is pregnant with insight and revelation. Because it's a living thing, remember we discussed. The Bible's a living thing. The primary meaning for this passage of Scripture is relating to the Jewish people. Now, there are things that we can take out of it for Christians, but this is primarily for the Jewish people. Now, let's look in chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. God's plan was that the children of Israel, because he's speaking to the children of Israel here, I mean he is speaking. God's plan is that the children of Israel, that Israel be the top nation in all the earth, and they will be in the future exactly what God said. Now you've got to get the picture here. In the Samaria region of Israel, what the world calls the West Bank, in the northern part of the West Bank is what the Bible calls Samaria. The Bible doesn't call that area the West Bank. That's what King Abdullah of Jordan called it back in the 50s, the West Bank of the Jordan River. And Transjordan, the nation of Jordan today, was the East Bank, but they had possessed that in war times, and he called it the West Bank of the Jordan River, and that name is stuck. But the Bible calls it this. The Bible calls it Judea, Samaria, and Gaza. They call it, the Bible calls it the land of promise. The land of promise. It's the Holy Land, the promised land. Now, in that area of the northern part, in the Samaria area, we have two mountains. We have Mount Ebal and we have Mount Gerizim. I was just there just a few short weeks ago. I've been there many, many times. It's one of my favorite places to go, to Mount Gerizim. There are still Samaritans that live on Mount Gerizim. I believe the last population counting was 500 Samaritans lived there. They still offer sacrifices just as they did in biblical days. But up there on Mount Gerizim, Joshua was commanded to take half the tribes of Israel and put them on Mount Gerizim, the Mount of Blessing, and half of the tribes on Mount Ebal, the Mount of Cursing, and they begin to call back and forth, and those on Mount Gerizim, the Mount of Blessing, would say forth the blessings that we're getting ready to read, and then those on Mount Ebal would send forth and call forth and speak forth the curses that Deuteronomy 28 speaks of. I tell you what, God wants the blessings pronounced, and God wants people to know the blessings. Now, here was one of the blessings. God said, if you do what I command you, children of Israel, he says this, I will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Oh, what a blessing. And he goes on down and he said, bless shall you, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Now, speaking to the children of Israel, there are things we can glean from this as believers, and we can confess these things for ourselves. But the primary purpose for these scriptures were to the children of Israel. And he said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Verse 5, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. He said, I'm going to prosper you. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. One of the blessings were, if you're obedient to me, when your enemies come against you, they will be defeated. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Blessing means to empower to prosper. I mean, God said this, if you are obedient to my word, children of Israel, nation of Israel, I am going to empower you to prosper. I mean, you're going to have enough to meet your needs and other people's needs also. And he goes on to say, and he said he'd make them plenteous in goods and the fruit of the body and in the fruit of the cattle and the fruit of thy ground. I mean, he's going to bless everything that pertains to them. God is going to prosper them. God is going to make them wealthy. God is going to make them rich. Verse 12 says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Now notice this, the word of God told them that if you obey my commandments, speaking to the Jewish people again for those who have come in late with us, speaking to the Jewish people, if you will obey my commandments, I'm going to bless the work of your hand. And he said, I'm going to make you lenders and I'm not going to make you borrowers. You know, some people talk about the Jewish people and they talk about them in a negative fashion when it comes to their prowess in the financial realm. Well, let me tell you, they're just walking according to the blessings of God. God said, I will make you lenders and I'll not make you borrowers if you just be obedient to my word. I mean, that is God's plan. And there are some of them that hooked into it. Glory be to God. Well, let me tell you what, you as a believer, you as someone who might not be a believer, but it's God's plan for you to be a believer. You too can apply the principles of God to your life, and you can come out of those dire circumstances that you're living in. I mean, you might be living in depression. You could be living in sickness. You could be living in disease. But God's plan is that you be prospered out of that situation. That's God's plan for you. Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Jesus has redeemed you. Well, you're going to find out as we read on, the curse of the law involves sickness and disease and poverty and confusion and defeat. I mean, some people, whatever they face in life, they lose before they start in those situations. I mean, some people, some students go and they've already flunked the test in their mind before they take the test. That's not God's plan. And the blood of Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And that's good news. But these, glory to God, God said, Israel, I will bless you. I will bless you if you obey my commandments. Now, notice verse 13 in Deuteronomy chapter 28. He's speaking to the nation of Israel, and the Lord Jehovah shall make thee the head. Oh, did notice that? The Lord Jehovah shall make thee the head and not the tail. The word head is the word rosh. Some of you might know that word because Americans pronounce it Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh means the head. Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. And so notice this, God said, I'm going to make you the Rosh. I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. God wanted them to be on the head, that he wanted them to be the top. And that was God's promise to them. If you obey my word, I'm going to make you the top. I'm going to make you the top nation. And we don't see it right now in the earth, but the day is coming when Israel shall come back into obedience totally to God's word, and something's going to happen. Israel will once again be brought to the forefront, and they shall be the head. Is there any wonder the forces of darkness is fighting Israel and fighting the Jewish people? There's no doubt whatsoever what the reason is. It's because God has promised for them that they would be the head and not the tail. And they will be, and the evil ones of darkness do not want that to be the case. They are God's chosen. God has given them the land by promise and by covenant, and that land promise by covenant is going to be exactly the way God said it is supposed to be in the near future. And the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God. So the Spirit of the Lord told them, if you're obedient, I mean, these are the blessings that are going to come upon you. But then verse 15 says this, but if it shall come to pass that thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. He said to them, if you're not obedient to me, he said, then curses are going to come upon you and they're going to overtake you. God desires his children to be obedient to him. And when you're obedient, you get blessed. And when you're not obedient, you get curses. You get ugly things that happen in your life. Now, if you'll go over with me to chapter 28, verse 63, I want you to notice what happens to the children of Israel. This is probably the prime curse that comes upon them because of disobedience. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so that the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked up off of the land whether thou goest to possess it, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. One of the great curses, one of the biggest, if not the biggest curse, that God had given the land of Israel to the people of Israel, and they were living in that land, but God said, if you're disobedient, he said, I will pluck you from off of that land, whether I have sent you to possess, and you will be scattered amongst the people of the earth from one end of the earth to the other. Now, some people wonder why there's a Jewish person that lives down the street from them, or there are Jewish people that live in their town, or why are there Jewish people in Germany, or why are there Jewish people in New York, or why are there Jewish people in France, or why are there Jewish people in South Africa? I believe the count now is there are still 120 nations that have Jewish people living in those nations. Well, why is that? It's because disobedience came to the people of Israel, and God plucked them up off the land and scattered them through all of the earth. That's why there are Jews throughout the earth. But God tells them something is going to occur. And we'll look at that in just a second. Now, you might remember that in James, the first chapter, James was writing, and he was writing to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. His ministry was to the Jewish people that had been scattered in what we call the diaspora, the scattering. Diaspora comes from the Greek word spora, diaspora, and the word spora is like a spore, of a mold spore, that gets caught into the wind and it floats and floats and floats and floats and floats and floats. And so God is using that word diaspora, and the diaspora is scattered throughout the earth, and that is because of disobedience. Now notice this. So he goes through and he talks to them. You say, well, that proves it, that the land is not theirs because they were disobedient. Oh, hold on there just a little bit. Hold on, let's look on to what the Word of God says. Remember, the everlasting covenant was forever. Forever. What's taking place here? Well, I'll tell you what's taking place here. They were disobedient. God plucked them up. Let me read to you an article that I found in the newspaper years and years ago, and I've kept it all these years. This took place in Alabaster, Alabama, and this is an Associated Press article. And it says, Dad suspends driving privileges. It says, Alan Cost could have just suspended his son's driving privileges after the boy got his third speeding ticket and stayed out way too late. Instead, he suspended his son's pickup truck in a tree. There's a sign in the vehicle's window, this is what happens when a teenager does not mind. And in smaller letters, it says, may be for sale. Cost used a backhoe to hoist the back end of a 16-year-old Stevens 1986 Chevrolet pickup truck several feet in the air and used a chain to suspend it from a tree in front of their house along one of Birmingham's busiest roads. Now, what happened here? Well, the father gave rules to his son, and his son broke the rules. And so what did he do? He suspended his son's driving privileges. Now, he probably took the keys from him. The pickup, We don't have any information that tells us any differently. The pickup still belonged to the son. He just couldn't drive it for a while. Well, we have the exact same thing in Deuteronomy and in the life of Israel. God said that him giving the land of Israel to the people of Israel was an everlasting covenant. Everlasting. Forever, he said. And so God is not going to lie about it and change his mind at all. God is going to give them. They've got the title deed to the land by the decree of God, but he's just going to, quote unquote, suspend their driving privileges. They're not going to get to function in the land. But notice verse 30 or chapter 30 of Deuteronomy. Oh, get this for all of you skeptics out there. And it shall come to pass when all of these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee unto the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. Notice what the Lord is saying. The Lord's saying, now when you're scattered abroad into all of those nations, when your minds and your hearts come back to me and your hearts want to serve me, he said, I will go even into the furthest parts of heaven, and I will pluck you out of the furthest parts, and I'll bring you back into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And I'll tell you what, God did exactly what God said he would do. God said, I will go and I will gather them and bring them back into the land of Israel. And that's exactly what he began to do at the turn of the 19th to the 20th century. And then great development happened during the 20th century. And God is bringing his holy people back into the land. And it would be good for us as people to stand with God and not stand with the devil or the kingdom of darkness. We need to stand with God. Now we're going to continue and go through a plethora of scriptures, an abundance of scriptures concerning God bringing the children of Israel back into the land of Israel, because it is a sign. It is a sign. Remember, we started out with Issachar a few weeks ago, the tribe of Issachar, when they were joining themselves to David right before he became king, and it said they were men who understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. Well, there are signs of the times, Jesus tells us in Matthew, the 16th chapter. There are signs of the times, and one of the great signs, if not the greatest sign, that Jesus is coming soon is the reestablishment of the nation of Israel and the Jewish people coming back into the land. Now, you've been listening to me. I'm Pastor David Oaks, the pastor of the Light Church Fellowship and founder of David Oaks Ministries and Israel Study Tours with David Oaks. If you would like a copy of Chazak Ve'amatz, the CD that we have been playing selections from for the last 3 weeks, you can get Chazak Ve'amatz, a Hebrew CD by David and Rachel Oaks. My wife's name's Rachel. We're the two with the good Hebrew names, David Verachel. And so you can call us at 918-333-2838. Give us your credit card information, or you can send us a check or a money order to The Light Church Fellowship. That's L-I-G-H-T, The Light Church Fellowship, P.O. Box 3261. That again is P.O. Box 3261, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74006. That's $15 for Chazak Ve'amatz, the Hebrew CD. Let me say this also. If you are desiring to find a church that will just love you and be a blessing to you, well, let me tell you what, you don't have to work and look much further than the Light Church Fellowship. What a marvelous congregation we have of loving people. And we invite you to come join us at the Light Church Fellowship. Our services on Sunday are at 10 o'clock. That includes Children's Church. We have Children's Church buses that run before our service, and if you would like to ride the bus or you would like for your children to come on the bus, give us a call at 918-333-2838 and just tell us that you would like a ride on the bus. Give us your address, and we'll be sure that the bus ministry comes by and picks you up. That's 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. children's church, regular worship service, and teaching from the Word of God, ministry to the sick, glory to God. We just thank God that God's a healing God. And also, blessed be the name of the Lord, we have Wednesday night service, and it begins at 7 o'clock. We thank you for listening once again. This is Pastor David Oakes speaking to you from the Light Church Fellowship, 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. You be blessed, and remember, Jesus is coming very soon.